Okay, everybody, if we could reconvene.
Yeah, Almela.
Yeah, we're reconvening. If everybody could take their seat. Just so you know, the faster we get this done, the sooner we get lunch. And the slower we get this done, the less time we have for lunch. So if that motivates anybody.
At least you've learned how to appeal to the board.
Yeah.
Board travels. It was wise to have the gates put over the lunch area first.
I finally get some table with.
Although I think welding them was a little bit of a overplay.
Linda could sit here.
Okay, we're going to start. So committee assignments. The way the committee is. If the board could please.
The election.
Yeah. Okay, while I'm waiting for the board to seat itself and come to order, I'm going to announce the elections. The elections, oddly enough, were unanimous, and our new secretary is. Could I please ask the board members to come to order, Patty? Patty, could I please ask everybody to stop talking and come sit at the table so we can get this done? So I'm happy to announce by unanimous vote, our new secretary is Teresa Allen. Teresa, congratulations. And Carol is going to give you the ballots for your safekeeping. Okay? Rob Allen, if I could get you guys back at the table so we could start.
I do not.
Thank you. Okay, so we are now. If anybody in the audience would like to continue their discussions, if they could do it out in the hallway so we could get back to order, I'd appreciate it. All right. We're now at the election of committee members, and just to remind everybody, the way this works is it's essentially an IRV election for each seat. So the way this grid works is we're going to take nominations. Instant runoff voting. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to accept nominations for each signal area and for each committee. So I'll say Finance Committee, nominations are open for KPFA. We'll take the nominations for KPFA, then we'll do K, we'll do WBAI, we'll do KPFT, WPFW, and we'll ask if there are affiliate nominations. We'll fill in all of the whole grid, and then we will go and we will ask for the people to speak. Then every candidate, you'll rank 1, 2, 3, just like we did before, or leave it open. And so there'll be a single ballot.
Leave room in that little box to add a number when you're writing.
That's
right.
So this is very important. This is very important. You're going to leave a number in each box. Okay? Now, it's sort of up to you whether you want to fill these things out. I am going to take, and I'd like the secretary, Mary, to also write down the nominations, but don't write it down until after the person accepts. And then we'll both keep this as the record, and then we'll review it right before we ask for you to vote, so you can check what you've written, or you can wait till that time to write down the final result. Bob?
In the interest of time, can we dispense with the statements from candidates who are unopposed?
We'll leave that up to the board at the time, and I think we should leave it up to the candidates indeed, because even unopposed candidates may want to say something about why they want to serve. Let's deal with that after we've done that. Okay, if there's been a question about why the committees of inclusion are not on here, and if I'm correct, and Bob checked me on this, the local station boards elect their PNB rep to that committee. We do not do that.
One
is that
PNB
correct?
Rep and three LSB reps.
Right. So that's not up to us. Okay. So nominations are open for Finance Committee, and we'll start with KPFA. Who would like to nominate for the KPFA representative to the Finance Committee? Rosalinda?
Oh, I would like to nominate LaVarne for the Finance Committee.
LaVarne, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay, LaVarne. Is there another nomination for KPFA? Okay, nominations for Finance Committee for KPFA reps are closed. For KPFK?
Dave Adelson nominated.
I accept. Any further nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. WBAI for Finance Committee.
I'd like to nominate Bob Lederer.
Bob?
I accept.
Okay. Any others?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Patty Heffley.
Patty, do you accept Patty?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any others? Hearing none, nominations for WBI are closed. KPFT, Finance Committee reps. Deb?
I'd like to nominate Sandy Wyman.
Sandy, do you accept?
I do, thank you.
Any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, finance for T is closed. WPFW?
I'd like to nominate Ambrose,
do you accept? Any others? Hearing none, PFW is closed. Would anybody like to nominate our affiliate director to the Finance Committee? Actually, I don't even know if, no, the composition's defined. The affiliate's not on Finance, I don't think. Okay, nominations are closed for Finance. We're now at Governance Committee, KPFA. LaVarne?
I'd like to nominate Rosalinda Palacios.
Rosalinda, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, any others? Okay, then we'll move to KPFK. Nominations for KPFK for governance.
I'd like to nominate Lydia Brosson.
Don White nominates Lydia. Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, any others? Okay, WBAI, Governance Committee.
I would like to nominate Bob Lederer.
Lisa nominates Bob. Do you accept?
Yes.
If you guys can just yell, I accept. That'll make it go quicker. Any others? Okay, KPFT?
Mr. Chair, I nominate Deb Shafto.
Teresa nominates Deb.
Accept.
Any others?
I nominate Ken Freeland.
Ken, do you accept? Ken, okay.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Ken Freeland's been nominated, accepted the nomination. Patty nominated him. WPFW?
I'd like to nominate A.C. Bird.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. A.C., any others? Is there any nominations for the affiliate director to governance? An affiliate director?
We don't know who they are.
Okay. Yeah. Steve could serve until such time. Audit committee. Nominations for governance are closed. Audit, you don't want to deal with the governance of Pacific? Okay. Audit.
KPFA.
I nominate
Mary Berg.
Mary Berg, do you accept?
Yes.
Please just say yes if you hear your name.
Yes.
Any others?
But backing up, did Steve
declined to be nominated
for governance?
Right.
Yeah, my term only lasts till the next meeting in March, and so my inclination is to perhaps do archives or affiliates, but not get involved in something that's
ongoing. Mary's been nominated. Any other nominations for KPFA? Okay, moving to KPFK, audit.
I nominate Don White.
Don, do you accept?
Yes.
Great. Okay, any others? Okay, we'll go to WBAI, audit committee.
I nominate Lisa Davis.
I accept.
Great. Any others? Okay, KPFT. And by the way, the rule on this is it can't be Finance Committee member.
I nominate Ken Freeland.
Ken, do you accept?
I'm going to decline, thank you. I have another committee member.
Okay, any others? The only choices are Deb and Teresa, because Sandy is our only candidate for Finance.
Sure, I'll accept the nomination. What is the? Is there a limitation on the number of committees on which one can serve?
No.
No.
Other than the various physical limitations. Okay, no further nominations for audit for KPFT. Ken is accepted. WPFW.
I nominate Rob for WPFW.
Serena nominates Rob. You accept?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any others? Okay, we're at programming. KPFA, Programming Committee. LaVarne?
I nominated Sarv Randhawa.
Okay, Sarv. Rosalinda, did you have another nomination?
I was going to nominate Sarv.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, we'll go to KPFK.
I nominate Alan Minsky.
Don nominates Alan.
I accept.
Okay, any others? Oh, we're going to get to lunch soon. WBAI?
I nominate Lisa. Davis?
I accept.
Any others? Okay, KPFT?
I nominate Sandy Wyman.
Accept?
I do, thank you.
Any others?
I nominate myself.
Ken self-nominates? Do you accept? That was a joke. any others?
I would like to self-nominate for programming committee.
Teresa? Deb, do you want to do this too?
I'll withdraw then. Thank you.
Sandy's withdrawn. Okay. And just so everybody knows, I had this conversation with somebody about IRV votes. You don't split votes in instant runoff voting. You don't need to worry that your presence on the ballot might bias it to someone else, because the way instant runoff voting works, it takes care of that automatically. It's the value of having that. So if you have an interest, you don't have to do that political calculation, just for people's information. Deb, you're not going to consider programming? Okay, so then we'll move to WPFW, Programming Committee.
I nominate Rob.
Serena nominates Rob. Do you accept? Any other nominations? Okay, we'll move on to Technology Committee. KPFA, Technology Committee. Rosalinda?
Mary Berg.
Mary, do you accept? Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay, KPFK?
Nominate David Adelson.
Don nominates me. I accept. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, WBAI. Technology Committee.
Nominate Lisa Davis.
Ray nominates Lisa. Any other nominations?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Lamar. Sorry.
I nominate Patty Heffley.
Patty Heffley.
Yes.
Okay. Any others? Okay, KPFT, Technology Committee.
I nominate Sandy Wyman.
I accept.
Okay. Any others? Okay, WPFW.
I nominate Ken Freeland.
Oh, Teresa nominates Ken.
I'll decline it, but thank you.
Okay. Any others for KPFT? Okay, WPFW, Technology Committee.
Mr. Chair, I nominated Serena Shakur.
AC has nominated Zarina.
I accept.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Did you want Steve to be on technology?
I'd be willing to do that.
Okay. I'll nominate Steve Pierce. Elections Committee? KPFA.
I nominate Lavarne.
Rosalinda nominates Lavarne. Any others? Okay, KPFK?
I nominate Don White.
I accept.
Okay, any others? WBAI, Elections?
I nominate Bob Lederer.
Lisa nominates Bob. Any others?
I nominate Patty Heffley.
Do you accept?
Yes, I accept.
Patty? Okay, KPFT?
I nominate Deb Shaffer.
Deb. Okay. Any other? Sandy. That was Sandy who did it. Anybody else? Okay. WPFW? This elections committee?
Yeah. Serena.
AC nominates Serena. Do you accept?
I accept reluctantly.
We have a reluctant acceptance. So if anyone wants to do her a favor, you just don't vote for her. Serena. Archives, KPFA. Lavarne?
I nominate Sarv Randhawa.
Sarv accepts Lavarne's nomination for Archives. Any others? KPFK?
I nominate Don White.
Alan nominates Don?
I accept.
Okay, anybody else? No. WBAI? WBAI nominations for Archives? Is this working? WBAI.
Where there a contestant, and there's none.
I nominate Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Sorry, I must decline.
Well, come on, Bob.
Lavarne?
Yeah, I nominate Mr.
Ray LaForest.
I decline, sorry.
Wait a minute, I don't see your name.
Saving himself for COI.
Why some of us didn't want to make it a committee.
He's probably saving himself for COI, which is a lot of work that needs doing. But I could be wrong. Pardon me, I shouldn't be. I should be.
Move on and come back to it, I would recommend.
I hope Brian doesn't.
No, we can't move on. We need a candidate from WBAI for the Archives Committee. There are three other choices. This is a hint. So just nominate them and let's.
Who's left?
Actually, there's two left.
I nominate Patty Heffley because she's just such a party animal, and it's a fun committee.
Patty, the party animal, has been nominated by Teresa. Do you accept? Don't leave us hanging, Patty.
I'm a photographer.
I'll accept.
You're running unopposed, I think, for the first time. If Lisa is not interested in this, we'll move on to KPFT.
I nominate Teresa Allen.
Teresa, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, is there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Pardon me. WPFW?
I nominate AC for Archives.
Do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. Affiliates. Steve, did you want to do that?
Yes.
Does anyone want to nominate Steve?
I
Sarv nominates Steve?
We all do.
Okay. Affiliates. The Affiliates Committee.
Mr. Chair, yes. Did you just say Steve Pierce for Archives?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
For Affiliates.
No.
For Affiliates.
No. Excuse me. I said we were on Archives. Now we're going to Affiliates. Did I misspeak?
You said Affiliates.
Oh, did I really? I'm sorry. We were on.
Steve, what are you on?
We're on Archives. Now we're going to.
My mistake. I apologize. I misspoke. The Archives Committee. Okay. So he's willing to serve on Archives. Okay, now we're at Affiliates. KPFA. LaVarne?
I nominate Rosalinda.
Do you accept? Rosalinda accepts. KPFK, are there any others? Okay, KPFK.
I nominate Alan Minsky.
I accept.
Okay, any others? KWBAI?
I nominate Ray LaForest.
Accept.
Good. You.
I've had her use that voice on me. How could you not? anybody else? Okay. KPFT?
I nominate Teresa Allen.
Ken nominates Teresa. Do you accept?
I accept.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. WPFW, Affiliates? Zarina, do you accept?
I accept.
Okay. We're taking on a lot of work. And
I would like to nominate Ambrose Lane.
Ambrose, do you accept? Ambrose declines.
I'd like to nominate Steve.
Sarv, we're not off WPFW. Anything else on WPFW? Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Steve.
Steve, do you accept for Affiliates?
I do accept, but I'll note that I'm on three, two of which did not meet very often. If they all right. start meeting often, I'm going to drop off one.
How likely is that?
All right, we're at the Coordinating Committee. So to remind people, the Coordinating Committee automatically includes the Secretary, the Chair, and the Vice Chair. So Teresa, Sarv, and I are on here. In addition, there's one member from each signal area. So we're at, Sarv, Teresa, and myself are not eligible for nomination. KPFA.
I nominate Mary Bird.
Rosalinda nominates Mary.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. KPFK?
Nominate Lydia Brazan.
Lydia, do you accept?
Yes.
Anybody else? Okay. WBAI?
I nominate Ray LaForest.
Lisa nominates Ray. Anybody else? Okay. KPFT?
I nominate Deb Shafto.
Sandy nominates Deb.
Accept.
Anybody else? Okay, WPFW.
I nominate Ambrose.
Do you accept Ambrose? Okay. Anybody, Steve, I assume you don't want to be on the coordinating committee. Okay. Yes. Okay, that closes nominations. So I'm going to read now across the lines by committee, and I'll specify which are the contested elections. Okay, so if you don't have it down now, if you do have it down, check what you have. If you don't have it down, please write it down. And if I'm going too fast, I'll be looking at the sheet, so just ask me to slow down, and I will. Okay, Finance Committee. For KPFA, we have LaVarne Williams. For KPFK, we have Dave Adelson. For WBI, we have a contested election between Bob Lederer and Patty Heffley. KPFT, we have Sandy Weinman. WPFW, Ambrose Lane. For governance, we have Rosalinda Palacios from KPFA, Lydia Brozon from Los Angeles, Bob Lederer from WBAI. KPFT is a contested election between Deb Shafto and Ken Freeland. AC Bird for WPFW. Audit Committee, we have uncontested election across the board. KPFA is Mary Berg. KPFK is Don White. WBI is Lisa Davis. KPFT is Ken Freeland. WPFW is Rob Robinson. Programming is Sarv Randhawa from KPFA, Alan Minsky from K, Lisa Davis from, do you guys go by B or by I if we're doing the one letter abbreviations? I, okay. Okay, well, where was I? What committee am I talking about?
WBAI programming.
Programming. Okay, Lisa for programming from WBAI. T is contested between Ken Freeland and Teresa Allen. W has Rob Robinson for programming. Technology, Mary Berg for KPFA, Dave Adelson for K, Lisa Davis and Patty Heffley contested for WBAI. Sandy Weinman for KPFT, Zarina Shakir for WPFW, and Steve Pierce as the Affiliates Director. Elections. LaVarne Williams from KPFA.
Can you fast for me? I'm not keeping up. Can you repeat the
Sorry. Technology? Technology is Mary Berg from A, Dave Adelson from K, Lisa Davis and Patty Heffley from BAI, Sandy Weinman from KPFT, Zarina Shakir from WPFW, and Steve Pierce as the Affiliates Director. Elections, KPFA is LaVarne Williams, KPFK, Don White, BAI is contested between Bob Lederer and Patty Heffley, KPFT is Deb Shafto, W is Zarina Shakir. Archives, KPFA, Sarv, KPFK, Don White, WBAI, Patty Heffley, KPFT, Teresa Allen, WPFW, AC Bird, Steve Pierce from the Affiliates. Affiliates Committee, Rosalinda Palacios from KPFA, Alan Minsky from K, Ray LaForest from WBAI, Teresa Allen from KPFT, Zarina Shakir from W, and Steve is the Affiliates Director. Coordinating Committee, in addition to the officers of the board, are Mary Berg from KPFA, KPFK, Lydia Brazon, WBAI, Ray LaForest, KPFT, Deb Shafto, and WPFW, Ambrose Lane. So it's been suggested that we only have comments from people running in contested elections. Does the board want to do that? Wait, before we answer that, I just want a show of hands. Is there anybody running in an uncontested election that has a desire to speak about their committee assignment? Seeing none, by common consent, we don't go there. So we'll be taking statements from the candidates for the contested elections, of which there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... by my count. Is that correct? Do other people have 5? Okay, so that's 10 statements. Could we agree that they will be a minute each? 90 seconds. It's hard to say anything in a minute. Ken, will you? No, you're going to be speaking. Rosalinda, you're not in any runoffs. Would you be willing to time? Patty? Well, Patty's going to be speaking. No, I'm asking for a timekeeper. Will somebody time? Sandy will do it. Sorry. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was just looking at you. So, all right, so the first is the contested election for Finance Committee from WBAI, Bob and Patty. Bob?
Okay, I've been a member of the LSB Finance Committee for the past 2 years. I've really tried to grasp the concepts of how the budget is put together and have worked alongside with the past and the current general manager on that. And most important, I think I have an understanding of the need to balance the absolute obligation of this board to do financial oversight and accountability and the need to let management manage and not put onerous burdens on them as far as reports to the board or doing kind of unnecessary procedures that aren't really critical to maintaining good, a good way of allocating funds. So I think reflecting that balance is the most key aspect of people sitting on that finance committee.
Patty?
I was on the, I'm from WBA. I was on the first local station board finance. We passed the budget that was appropriate, and it was forced to get a larger budget, which we're now in a huge deficit. I am for more reports, proper reports, reports that actually tell us something, and I will work for that. I also am interested in having support for a smaller budget, and also for interest in the listeners' money, and not that we appropriately put our money where it belongs. We were I voted to have a consultant, which the manager also was interested in, since BAI is really in financial straits, and it actually did get to be passed. It was voted down by other people in order to add more money to salaries and related instead of a development consultant in a problem. Also, I'm on the current National Finance Committee, and we've been working really well together. We've done a lot of work, and we're pretty much, we don't have, there's not a lot of dissension as far as we get along. And I'm also been doing inspections and financial issues too.
Thank you. Okay, for governance committee, and for people who want to keep score while we're doing this, you're going to put a 1 next to your first choice and either a 2 or leave blank your second choice. And there is a difference, I believe, because if you leave it blank, that second place votes, forget it. Forget it. 1 and 2 would be nice. Yes, ma'am.
Are these supposed to be the ballots? Because I was hoping to have a copy. I've taken my
You're the secretary. I have a separate ballot for you. But these are what people have in front of them is their ballot.
Okay, thanks. I'll come
Can
get
somebody
it.
Give this to Mary? Yes, those are your ballots.
Yes.
If somebody needs a second ballot, let me know. But I told you before we started, that's your ballot. Who would like another one? Huh? And I must say, I think I'm earning every penny.
Rob,
did anybody else turn their ballot into scratch paper? Okay. Ambrose? I'm not giving a whole bunch of them. These are ballots. Okay. Zarina, do you need another copy of your ballot to fill out? I think that may be all I have.
Point of information?
Yes.
Do we need to put the uncontested ones or only the contested ones on our ballots?
It's a good idea. For those people who are just getting ballots, you can just fill out the contested elections, okay? Just to save us the time and not having to rewrite it. Unfortunately, I don't have any more copies.
Point of information, Mr. Chair. I noticed that in one you read the names in reverse order than they had been nominated. Does that make a difference in what order the contestant?
No, what matters is whether you who you put one and who you put two.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Right after this election is over, I suggest that we make a final copy of this grid and give one copy to each member of the board. So,
Okay, that's not a bad idea. I can take this and have it Xeroxed at the front desk, and we'll just use the Xerox copies to be the ballots. Would that be easier for people?
What?
No, not after the election. Oh, as a copy so they can see? Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
But
I misunderstood
Dave, then
the suggestion.
If you're instructing the people who got those other ballots to leave it blank for those uncontested races, then make sure that those instructions are very clear to the whoever's going to be counting, that that's an automatic vote for those people if that's how you're doing it. I think it's a little odd.
I think,
odd,
you know what, I think it's going to make more sense to ask that the front desk Xerox this and we'll distribute it as a ballot so all the ballots are uniform. Does anybody object to that while we go through the remaining? Okay, I've just listed on mine that I was keeping track of. I only listed first names. Will that be a problem for anybody making a vote? Okay, if you can Xerox that. Thank you. We need 21 copies. It is to me. Sorry, I don't mean to be snide. Governance, yeah, the 21 ballots. So governance, we have Deb Shafto and Ken Freeland. Deb? And there's a number here.
Yep. Cute. I've been interested in governance since the very beginning. One of the projects that has excited me is the creation of an institution through bylaws and customs and practices. And I think that it's a critical, we're at a critical juncture in the bylaws, and I think it's critical to have someone who can think globally about these while we work on them. Not just the bylaws aren't the only function of governance, but hopefully the he said, she said issues will dwindle and the issues of much more importance and governance will come to the fore. I really feel I'm the best qualified candidate for this position for that reason.
Ken?
Thank you. I've was a member of the KPFT bylaws committee from the very beginning of the take back effort to replace the defunct bylaws, and have been a keen student ever since of the bylaws, understanding them probably at least as well as anyone on the local station board. I've also pursued a study of Robert's Rules of Order. I'm a member of the Flannery Mae Larimore unit of the Texas State Association of Parliamentarians. I really believe that using process effectively is the best way to expedite meetings, and I would hope that others here share that interest. Those reasons are not different in some ways from my opponent in this election. I think we both have a keen interest in governance. However, I would argue that actions speak louder than words, and you heard my arguments this morning about how I was denied even the right to be present to defend myself against a motion to suspend me from the local station board by my opponent. I would ask you to look at actions rather than words in making your vote. Thank you very much.
Where was this? I'm sorry. Okay, the next contested election is also from KPFT. It's for programming. It's Ken and Teresa. Ken, this time you go first.
I've been a member of the programming committee for the entire last year, except for the holiday meeting that was unfortunately scheduled late by Rob. I attended every one of them. I believe I've been a very constructive and productive member of this committee, helping to craft the existing programming policy that is now before the board. I've been a strong advocate of the Spanish language news broadcast that we helped generate. I have, in fact, a plan in mind for helping to strengthen that if I'm returned to the committee, which includes adding to it James Petras, who many of you may know, is a Latin American expert. So that's something that I have in mind for that committee. I really think we need to strengthen the Spanish language news programming at a station. I'm also concerned about implementation of the programming policy with respect to how the boards and the community are involved in helping to assess the quality of programming in terms of mission. Thank you.
Pardon me. Teresa Allen.
Thank you very much. I stepped down from the national board last year to allow Ngozi Kamau. So that interrupted some of my participation on the programming committee. However, I thoroughly enjoyed the work, and I think I made a valuable contribution to the committee. My approach, I think, on that committee was to follow the lead of and follow the momentum of the chair and other innovative thinkers on that committee. I did take minutes, and I think my approach is to facilitate a collaborative effort in gathering ideas. And I think that supportive approach is the most, I think the supportive approach to what the committee is doing is the most effective means to help them achieve their work. Thank you.
Okay, the next is the Technology Committee, where Lisa Davis and Patty Heffley are in a run election for WBAI. Lisa?
I find that it is so important to keep abreast of the technology that is continually developing. And some of the work that I've done outside of Pacifica and WBAI pertaining to media advocacy and some of the direction and the technology that is currently coming at a rapid pace, I just think that this committee would just be a great opportunity for me to serve on, to try to bring and to share innovative ideas, and also because I really understand the importance of staying abreast of such technology and in helping to see that they are, you know, available, like keeping, you know, disenfranchised populations abreast of this and involved in it. And I think that through the Pacifica Network, that provides an excellent idea. I'm somewhat familiar with some of the issues with LPFM radio, and I just think it's just a great, you know, opportunity in terms of the technology that's currently coming forward, and I would just love to work on that and to work hard and to be a part of it.
Thanks. Patty Heffley?
I think in the, you know, the radio is due to many reasons we're sort of losing more and more listeners across the board, not only at Pacifica but other ways. We also, so we really have to need to think forward in that direction. Also, digitization is coming. We really have to come up with some policy or ideas what we're going to do about that. Another thing is we have to get a handle on the ideas that people we asked in the first technology committee I was in for a list of things the national office was actually doing. And to date, we've never gotten anything to know, like, what projects. And we're, you know, visited upon us many projects that we don't know anything about. So I think the technology committee, I would want to really help to get the national office and the stations to inform us about what they're doing, and that we can, you know, make better suggestions to our purchases and our, you know, ways to make the stations work better, as well as our affiliates and everything. Thanks.
Okay. The next contested election, the last, is Elections Committee for WBAI, Bob and Patty. Bob, you want to go first?
Okay. In 2004, I was the chair of the LSB Election Review Committee, so we really immersed ourselves in studying the many problems that had come up in that first round election, and I've continued to follow the work of the National Committee by listening to the web streams and trying to really think through and dialogue with other board members about where we need to go to make sure these are absolutely fair elections. And I would just put forward again this balancing act that I think has to happen on every committee, which is between what might be seen as kind of an ideal, managing every detail in a perfect way versus the needs to be realistic about what can be handled with the small amount of staff we have and the time and also the money involved in certain kind of changes that might otherwise be desirable but that we can't afford. And so I think I bring that realism to this process, and also an effort to not bring any agenda about looking at results from the past that people may have been unhappy with and trying to adjust a process to achieve different results in the future.
Okay, Patty?
I've been on the elections committee last year. We've done a lot of work. We try to bring forward like a regularization of the unpaid staff, which is very confusing as to who's unpaid staff and who's volunteer and who can vote and all the rest of it. The bylaws are unclear. We've been working really, really hard on that. We've done a lot of work besides, despite disruptions in our committee. We also, I'm concerned about elections across the board. We cannot pinch pennies on our governance. We complain about the United States government, and then we run elections that are questionable. That's really unacceptable. In fact, I think the elections committee is really, really important. We should be putting forward a much more positive face to our democratic governance. And we're continuing to work on these disputes with the we actually brought a motion also. There were we have contested, you know, elections by people. We have to set up a process also that we can actually examine after the fact what happened if there are disputes, just like in our own country. Sorry. Where we need to do that. Thanks.
Okay. For the people who have ballots, since we're saying that if you don't want to cast a vote for somebody, you can. If you don't want anybody in the contested elections, indicate that by crossing that out. That way you don't have to go and write one next to every single one of those. Is that all right? Okay, so put a one next to your first choice and a two in the contested elections. Carol, would you be willing to collect these? And Jane said she'd do it. Jane said she'd do it. So she's going to collect them. You can take this sheet, which was the original, and use it to tally. And is there somebody who would be an observer with Jane? The Nancy, woman, Nancy will do that. Please fold them over, and then we're going to break for lunch. The time for lunch extends to 1:30, which is a 20-minute lunch period. Is Lynn in the room? I had asked whether we could bring our food back into this room and finish eating. People don't want to do that. Well, no. I mean, we're going to have at least 25 minutes. The question is if we need more time than that. Here's the issue. The schedule went out. Public comment is at time specific. There are going to be people who are going to come and want to be heard. I think we could reasonably delay 15 minutes, but I wouldn't want to do more than that. And our technology people are squinching their faces. Okay. It's up to the discretion of the board. People who are willing to come back at time, as soon as we have quorum, we will start with public comment. But I'd like, since we already heard one comment that came out of public comment, then we'll start at, I'd like to hear the proposal from the board, what time we will start public comment. 1:35 would be the appropriate time based on the comments we've already heard. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Then at 1:35, we'll reconvene for public comment, at which time we'll hear the results of the election. If you haven't given your ballot to Jane, please do. Here's the tally sheet. And thanks very much.